New year, new beginning, a
new
new
goals,
goals,
new steps, a peaceful heart,
with
faith and love in every heart.
New year, new beginning.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ویلکم بیک ٹو آور پروگرام نیو ایئر نیو بگننگ. الحمدللہ عز و جل. لیٹس سٹارٹ آور پروگرام. وٹ ایور یو ڈوئنگ لیو ایوری تھنگ الون اینڈ سٹے ان فرنٹ آف دا ٹی وی. ان شاء اللہ عز و جل اٹس اے فیملی پروگرام ویئر وی آر گوئنگ ٹو بی لرننگ اے لاٹ آف تھنگز, اسپیشلی دا سیرہ آف دا بیوٹیفل گرانڈ سن سیدنا امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, دی مارٹرز آف کربلا ایز ویل. اینڈ وی گو اے ویری یونیک ٹاپک ایز ویل. وی گون بی ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ سیکریفائس اینڈ پیشنس, اینڈ یو نو وٹ کین وی لرن اباؤٹ سیکریفائس اینڈ پیشنس فرام دا لائف آف سیدنا امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. الحمد للہ وی ہیو اے نیو اسپیکر ٹو ڈے ایز ویل, ماشاء اللہ, ان آور پروگرام ٹو ڈے. سو لیٹس اسٹارٹ آور پروگرام. شیل وی اسٹارٹ ود دا کلام, ڈو یو تھنک؟
جی,
let's start with the kalam, inshallah. Ubaid, could you read the kalam?
Main to par jatan ka gulam hu, main to par jatan ka gulam hu, main gulam ibn gulam hu, main gulam ibn میں ابن غلام ہوں, میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں, میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں. مجھے عشق ہے تو خدا سے ہے, مجھے عشق ہے تو رسول سے, یہ کرم ہے سارا بتول کا, میرے منہ سے آئے مہک صدا, جو میں نام لوں تیرا جوم کے, میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں, میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں. مجھے عشق سرو سمن سے ہے, مجھے عشق سارے چمن سے ہے, مجھے عشق ان کے وطن سے ہے, مجھے عشق ان کی گلی سے ہے, مجھے عشق ہے تو علی سے ہے, مجھے عشق ہے تو حسن سے ہے, مجھے عشق ہے تو حسین سے, مجھے عشق شاہ زمن سے ہے, میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں, میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں. ہوا کیسے تن سے وہ سجدا, جہاں عشق ہو وہی کربلا, میری بات انہیں کی بات ہے, وہی جن کو شیر خدا کہے, جنہیں باب صلی علی کہے, وہی جن کو آل نبی کہے, وہی جن کو ذات علی کہے, وہی پختہ ہے
تو خام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں غلام ابن غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں
ماشاء اللہ عز و جل a very beautiful کلام الحمد للہ عز و جل and ماشاء اللہ عز و جل I've already got some messages in ماشاء اللہ beautiful کلام and beautifully recited as well
ماشاء اللہ
brilliant الحمد للہ so inshallah today we're going to be talking about patience and also sacrifice of سیدنا امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ بلال بھائی let's start off with you first Harun bhai are you ready as well Harun bhai mashallah
Harun bhai beloved guests
so mashallah Bilal bhai let's start off with you inshallah
yeah Azur mashallah is a beautiful thing to discuss today I think that these are topics that we can probably talk for a very long time because these should be part of our daily routine and patience and sacrifice is something that we probably do knowingly and unknowingly on a daily basis and without sacrifice at times you know if someone wants to achieve something it's not possible and at the same time you need to have patience because whatever things that you want to desire for it doesn't necessarily mean they happen overnight it takes time it takes courage and you have to have that on a constant daily basis
you know whenever we talk about patience and sacrifice and link it to Sayyidina Imam Hussein is the utmost highest patience and sacrifice that he did ji Harun bhai
Hamza bhai I think to really understand this whole concept we need to go back to the original definition of what patience and forbearance is so I was looking at the definition and it's the ability to endure hardship provocation without reacting negatively it's facing challenges without negative emotions and anger and frustration kicking in now if we apply that to our lives we will all show some patience in our lives but when things get difficult then everybody has a limit so you will react so for example say something out there is being affected but it doesn't affect you directly you'll show a lot of patience you want to say something you think well, it doesn't concern me directly so I'll be patient when it slightly affects you you'll be less patient say for example somebody's bullying your child for example you'll get emotionally involved not direct bullying against you but it's your child so you'll react you won't show that patience that you should and sometimes you know some people who overreact will get involved and make a mockery of the whole situation then there is a next level of patience where we Allah Ta'ala tests us with trials and tribulations and we are faced with very difficult circumstances and there's that very famous ayah mubarakah from the glorious Quran surah Baqarah Sharif I will test you in different parts so you will be tested in relation to your sustenance you will be tested in relation to your life all these different tests are there you have different levels of patience now we all have a line so say when it gets personal somebody bullies you hits you you know you may be able to bear it but somebody hits your child for example you won't be able to bear it there is all these levels and the world is set at a certain level where everybody can perhaps be patient on certain matters most of us will not go beyond this certain limit now when it comes to the companions of Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam they set a level for the world which the world was baffled by and still is their patience and forbearance and this is the companions I'm talking about was so amazing that the world had never seen it they suffered so much hardship and yet they were patient in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam you know inflict punishment upon them do anything kill their loved ones and they were patient so they set a new level for the world
together you know, normally what happens is when someone has to be patient and someone winds you up you do get angry as well but you know if you look at the life of Imam Hussein especially during the time of Karbala there wasn't any emotions like that he wasn't feeling angry on anyone it's not that you know he made dua for them as well and you know you get that he hujjat kisi what do you call hujjat you know hujjat qaim karna so that on the day of judgment they can't say that we didn't know who
he was establishing his base but I was just coming to that because you know the companions they set a level And that level was amazing, right? Nobody in this world, and this is the point I want the viewers to understand, nobody in this world can get to that level of the companion, even the awliya Allah can't. The patience and forbearance of the companions. And yet,
Sayyidi Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala
set a new level for that, which even the companions were amazed by. So it puts into context the great patience and forbearance of Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala. Because that level of patience and forbearance, you didn't even see amongst the blessed companions. I mean, there's comparison in some of the tafsirs where, you know, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, one of the greatest prophet after Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sacrificed his own son or went to sacrifice, but he didn't actually do it. He didn't actually do it. And he was patient through that trial.
Sayyidi Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala
went through that barrier as well. You know, he's obviously, you know, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is the, after Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the best of the creation of Allah azza wa jal. He's the greatest prophet. There's no comparison between him and Sayyidi Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But just on that test, Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala showed the world that when it comes to deen, when it comes to your personal life, do what you want. But when it comes to the deen, you need to be patient and forbear, not for your own sake, but for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Well, quite beautifully, mashallah, Harun Bhai. Nowadays, you know, we don't even really break it down to that detail. That when we talk about patience, we just talk about the patience within the world and we just take it by its meaning. Mm. And the way that Harun Bhai has broken down is very beautiful. But for the viewers of Madani Channel, I think we need to focus upon that, break it down to that level. And obviously with the waqia of Karbala and Imam Hussein's life, that Imam Hussein knew from a very young age. Mm-hmm. The best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, knew, you know, that this is going to happen. Nowadays, if I question myself, or the viewers question themselves, that you get to know that you're going to be martyred. Mm-hmm. You're going to get to know that you're going to lose £1 million. Yeah, for example. What does our mind go? We go through a different stage. We become maniac. We probably, I don't know, we lose sleep. We do start doing reckless things. But if you look at the life of companions of Imam Hussein and the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever they went through hardship, whenever they knew that things are going to get hard, how did they react?
Subhanallah. Mm-hmm. And there's a very important point that Bilal Bhai makes. You know, Hazrat Sayyidi Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala, you know, if you tell somebody that you've got, for example, Allah ta'ala protect everybody and protect us all, you've got stage 4 cancer, you're dying in a week. He will die every moment of that week that he's got left. Mm-hmm. If somebody said to somebody, you've got a month left, you've got 2 months left. And a lot of the time, the calamities that befall us, we don't know about them. We're always thinking positive, knowing that there might be a good outcome for us because of from this calamity. Look at the courage, bravery, patience, and forbearance of Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala, that he knows exactly what's going to happen. Okay. You know, when people are stopping him on the journey to Kufa, a lot of people tried to stop him. Hmm. And they said, Hazrat, we know that you are right. We know what you're saying, but the situation is too dangerous. You cannot travel out there. And the results of this is not going to be good. And do you think that everybody else could predict it? They knew that this was going to end, in quotations, badly. But Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala, who's the most wisest amongst them, didn't. Hmm. He knew exactly, and Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already predicted exactly what was going to happen. You know, this was the prince that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants. Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going for namaz. And as they walk past the house of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the Hujra Mubarak of Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. And the scholars write that if you get from there to the Minbar Sharif, they used to walk past the house of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, and they hear Hazrat Hussein crying. And they say, Fatima, don't make my Hussein cry. I can't bear it.
Allah.
Yeah? And she says, from that day on, I tried to avoid upsetting Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be upset. This is Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, this is to Hazrat Umm al-Mu'mineen, this is a small tube with a rate in it, sand in it. And when it turns red, people will have martyred my Hussein.
Allah.
So all of this, the companions knew. Mm. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew. And above all else, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala knew exactly what he was working for. And this is one of the fallacies, Hafsa, people portray the battle of Karbala or the waqia of Karbala, the happening of the events of Karbala as a negative And portray Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam as weak and not knowing what he was doing, na'uzubillah, and all of this. That was one of the greatest shows of courage and bravery the world has ever seen. And you know, not just Islamic scholars, you pick up the books of history and you've got non-Muslims quoting Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu anhu saying, if you want to see bravery, look at the leader of the Muslims, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah Azawajal. We are discussing today about the patience and the sabr of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and what we can learn. You know, in our lives sometimes, you know, we have ups and downs in our lives. You know, we might have ups and downs in our family. But what do we normally do? If you look at it, the statistics are showing today that a lot of family relationships are breaking up. A lot of family ties are breaking up. Ubaid, do you want to say something or do you want to drink your juice?
A very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'd just like to share that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has said that when a certain rank is ordained for a slave by Allah Almighty, but the slave cannot reach that rank through his own actions, Allah Almighty afflicts him with a concern in relation to either his body, his wealth, or his children.
Allah.
He then grants him the ability to be patient, and it causes him to reach the rank which was destined for him. Now, this is very beautiful because all three of those Imam Hussein was given. He was tested with his body. He couldn't drink water for 3 days. He was tested with his wealth. The Yazidi army, they plundered, they stole the money from them as well. And he was tested with his children as well. All his children, his sons were martyred. So just by that, we can understand how great of a maqam Imam Hussein gained just from this. And it's proven that even, you know, throughout centuries, throughout years, his name still lives on. Highly and highly people speak of him. And this is a very, very good lesson from that. Due to his patience, due to his forbearance of the conditions he was going through, Imam Hussein, Allah Azza wa Jalla, erased his ranks that much.
Subhanallah. Very beautiful lesson there as well, Abad Bhai. That slave, I mean, if I put that word, you know, context in the real world, like for example, I'm an employee of an organization. I'll probably do my utmost best to achieve above and beyond. Why? To prove something to my manager. Or vice versa, as a slave, he'll probably do utmost best to become, you know, his right hand of his owner. In essence, we are the same. Who are we trying to please? When we come through the difficulty, hardships, you know, we start writing that this thing I'm going to do, I've not done this thing. We start writing about worldly attributes. But if you put it into perspective that this is a test from Allah Almighty, and me doing a cliff jump or a hot air balloon jump, how is that going to sit with my Lord? Is that the test that my Allah is putting me through? My Allah is testing me as a person. So when the time of difficulty arises, do I turn to the Holy Quran? Do I read about the pious predecessors? Do I try to better myself? Not to just to create something in history, but what do we do for ourselves? Because ultimately, we have got stage 4 cancer, and if the doctors have given us a very short time to live, we should be doing our utmost best to get as much good deeds as possible. That when we are lowered into our graves, we want to see the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the vision that we should have. In reality, these tests, these trials and tribulations are going to come in our lives. But Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to see us. How do we react to this? And do we react to it with a smile? Or do we react by being grumpy?
MashaAllah, beautiful words of wisdom there. Obviously, when you read the Quran, many, many stories of patience like Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam. The scholars, they say that the patience and the sabr of Karbala was an amazing, you know, and this belonged to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
Patience is multifaceted. So there are so many different branches of patience. Now, when we look at Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we tend to concentrate on the time of Karbala, the battle there. But actually, it's much, much more than that. What Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu taught us is that patience isn't just on the battlefield. That is one, you know, a branch of patience. Patience is a state of being. It's a state that you're in where every moment, and this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla, the pious people of Allah, Azza wa Jalla, the awliya, Allah, show. Because the prophets are beyond our comprehension. They were always patient in every situation and they're special. But the awliya Allah showed us that no matter what the situation, the patience should take precedent. So when you've got worldly temptations, and this comes back to what you were saying, you know, you look at different aspects. Worldly temptations, you know, your lusts, your desires, that is also, refraining from them is also patience. Having greed for the world and, you know, kind of battling that is also patience. Serving your parents is also patience. Staying away from sins is also patience. Every aspect of your life evolves around this patience. Now, what Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala did, because he was amazing, what he did was he set out till the day of judgment, patience as it should be. So right from the moment that his life was brilliant, from the moment that, you know, he was in Madinatul Munawwara, he showed his patience when, obviously, Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu departed from this world and Yazid wanted to take over. And then he continued to show patience. Now, we've got namaz time now, but we'll continue this after namaz. But I wanted to go through his journey from leaving Madinatul Munawwara, going to Makkatul Mukarrama, traveling to Kufa, traveling to Karbala on the plains. He showed all the different facets of patience so that the world until the day of judgment knew the definition of patience down to a T.
MashaAllah, brilliant. We're talking about sabr and patience. Ubaid, shall we start off with you? Anything you want to mention?
You know, the sacrifice of Imam Hussein, despite knowing what was going to happen and the patience he displayed, is out of this world. I'll just put it into context for the viewers. If I gave you a tea bag, and I said that there's no labels on it, and I said this tea bag is either green tea or normal tea, what's the one way you're going to find out which one it is?
Tasty.
You're going to put it in water and you're going to see and taste it, aren't you?
Yeah.
If I already told you this tea bag is green tea, there won't be any need for you to put it in the water. You know it's green tea. Imam Hussein, he was told that you are going to die in this place. You are going to Karbala. You are going to get martyred. Okay, he already knew what was going to be the outcome of it, yet still going there, still sacrificing not only himself but his family. That is an immense display of patience in itself. You know, if you knew the outcome of something that was going to happen to you, you're going to do something, you'd think twice about going there at the minimum, or you won't go there at all. But Imam Hussein rahmatullahi alayh, may Allah be pleased with him, he not only went there, he took his children with him, he sacrificed his sons, he sacrificed the rest of his family, he sacrificed himself despite knowing the outcome. That in itself is what I think is true patience.
Subhanallah. Now, you know, if we can try to implement that in our lives, any parts in your life where you do need to show patience, and what we do sometimes, you know, like for example, something could happen at home, you know, as a family, and at that time, instead of shouting, you think to yourself, you know, I need to do patience. You know, where is it that we can implement this patience of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu in our life as well?
Azur, if I put it into perspective, we can incorporate that patience and that intellect probably every minute of our lives. Because at times, we do not know that Allah Azza wa Jalla is testing us. We do not know that this is a test for me. This is, you know, me doing this thing, what the result is going to be. And with patience, it's a massive day-to-day thing and sacrifice as well. If I just give an example, when a child is growing up, when a child is born, obviously the sacrifice the mother has to do for the 9 months carrying that child. When that child is born, the sacrifice that the parents go through, at times they have to sacrifice their sleep. They have to sacrifice probably, you know, nowadays we look at the bills and everything going expensive. They have to probably sacrifice the things that they wanted to do, the things that they want to go and do, and that's a sacrifice that we do on a normal basis. But then as a result of that, if you put it into perspective, for them, that sacrifice that they did for that child growing them up, if they gave the proper upbringing, when the time of their need comes, then ultimately the child will look after them.
You know, I've talked to a lot of parents, and so have you guys as well, and most of the time the parents, they say that, you know, there was a time when they used to go out to eat, they used to go out, you know, to enjoy, to chill out, as they say. But now because they're getting older and their children are getting older and older as well, they've started to relax on that. They start to think about their children. That rather than me spending this money, you know, it could be better spent, you know, for my children. So, you know, there comes a time in your life when you start to think about your children as well. But the thing is, the children need to think that as well, that, you know, my parents are getting older. You know, they say it's not the child, it's also the parents that are getting older. And, you know, the way they shown patience when we were younger, we need to show patience when they're getting older, because Amir Ali Sunnah mentioned in one of the Madani Muzakara that a child and an old man were basically the same. You know, a child will show, you know, his way of communicating with him by asking questions again and again. And sometimes an elder person will ask the same question. My uncle, their granddad, passed away, Allah grant him paradise. Right. You know, whenever we used to go, he used to ask the same questions over and over again. And then, alhamdulillah, because of the mahol, the barakah, we understood what he was to, you know, what he was going through, because he had dementia. We never went angry. But sometimes you do see fair feel, and you do see some children that get agitated, they get angry. You know, why you asked that so many times, why are you asking again? Hmm. You know, so that's where patience will come in at home as well.
And Azur mentioned in that patience, a beautiful waqia that is when the grandsons, they were drawing something on a slate. Yeah. And they came, obviously, to their mother first. And mother being a mother, they asked their mother, can you choose who's done the best drawing? Your slate here, on that drawing, can you let me know who's done the best drawing? And then at that time, you know, unknowingly, the mother said, so-and-so, yours is best. What's the other child going to think, realistically? So for example, if you've got two children in your household, and those children are making you, you know, say which was best, that ultimately you not thinking about it, not having that patience to think, hang on a minute, by me choosing one person, what effect will it have on the other child?
Hmm.
And then by looking at the life of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the gharana, all the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can learn from that. And then ultimately what happened, the mother told, go to your father. And then the father ultimately said, go to the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then ultimately the best of creation ordered, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And then what happened, Allah azza wa jal, at that time, they said, throw the apple up into the sky, and then the apple split into two.
Hmm.
And then ultimately what happened, they both got the share of the apple. So that's what something that we have to incorporate, whatever faisla that we do, whatever outcome is, to have that patience, to have that second thought, hang on a minute, by me doing this thing, what is the effect going to be? Is the effect going to be positive? Then go ahead with it. If the effect is going to be negative, then how can I make it into a positive?
Mashallah. I think there are different, like we said, there were different branches to patience. However, there is another angle that we need to analyze this patience with. Let me give you an example. Say, for example, somebody sends a video to my phone that I know is a wrong video, because you wanted to put it into the worldly context.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I sit here and think, well, Bilal Bhai is here, Abed's here, Hafsab's here, so I can't watch it now. I'll have to be patient.
Allah.
I'll watch it when I go home.
Allah, Allah.
I am being patient, but I'm being patient for other reasons. But if I sat here and thought, I can't watch this because Allah Azza wa Jal is watching me, I'm being patient again, but I'm doing it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So patience has its different levels as well. There are different branches, but there are different levels as well. Now, what Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala showed is that when you have patience, you can have patience for a number of reasons. I could be patient to your rudeness because I know I can make money from Bilal Bhai.
Yeah.
I could be patient to your bad attitude because I think, Ubaid Kalmiki Kamdas, he's going to help me out on something. I could be patient to Hafiz Sahib, he's going to take me with him to a trip somewhere, yeah? And he could be rude to me or he could be harsh with me and I'll be patient. Or I could do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla and say, Chalo Theek Hai Ji, Bilal Bhai is having a bad day. Doesn't matter. There's different angle to patience. Now, the life of Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala taught us what patience is in its true sense. So when he was leaving Madinatul Munawwara, what happened is that when, in the middle of the night, the governor of Medina calls Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala to his residence. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, these were the companions. They were like, why is he calling you at this middle of the night? Take it. Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam was very clever. He was one of the cleverest individuals of that time. He said, I know why. He said, why? He said, because Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala has passed away. Yazid has taken over and he's calling me for bait because there's no other reason he'd call me in the middle of the night.
Allah.
He said, so what do you plan to do? He said, well, I'm going to go there and see what he wants. I'm going to listen to him and then make a decision. Patient. He goes there, exactly what he predicted. Right? He says, look, they said, you've got to take oath of allegiance to Yazid. He says, listen, I'm not going to take an oath of allegiance in secret. Do it the way that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala taught us. Do it the way that Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala taught us. Call a majma, take bait from them. And if everybody agrees, I will agree to it as well. But what I don't want you to do, and this was the foresight of Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam, what you want to do is take an oath from me in secret and then say to the people, Hussein has accepted, you all accept as well.
Allah.
And they will accept it because of me. I'm not going to let you do that. So they threaten him. And he's patient. He goes back and he thinks, right, if I stay in Medina now, what they're going to do is they're going to fight. Because they made it clear, we're going to fight. And he said, I don't want blood to be spilled on the streets of Medina. That is patience. His love for Medina, the city of the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was so much that he said, I will leave Medina. They're gonna martyr me one way or the other. Because I'm not going to accept Yazid. So I will leave Medina because I do not want blood to flow in the streets of Medina. So that was patience. He gets to Makkah. The people of Makkah beg him to stay there. But he says, no, I'm not going to stay here as well. That was patience. Knowing what the point that Bilal Bhai made earlier, knowing what was going to happen on the plains of Karbala, going there. You know, for 3 days, the scholars write that the kafla moved around and Hazrat Hur radiallahu anhu, he was following Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam radiallahu anhu, saying, you know, you have to take oath of allegiance. Imam Ali Maqam said, no. And when they came back to Karbala, and they said, right, we're here. What is this place? This is Karbo Balad. This is where we are. Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam radiallahu anhu said, yes, this is the place. Set up camp here. Why? Nothing's happened yet. He knew this was the place. This is what patience is. When the Yazidi army is coming and demanding this from him, he's patient every step of the way. When his sons, when his nephews are martyred, he goes to the battlefield. He didn't once shout to the Yazidis and say, what are you doing? He gave them invitation to righteousness, but not once did he lose his patience. When Hazrat Qasim was the son of Hazrat Imam Hassan, and he's martyred on the plains of Karbala, Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam carried him back.
Allah.
And thanked Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, his own son, Hazrat Ali Akbar, he was the one, Hussam, you'll remind me, who, you know, when people wanted to see what Aqa Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked like, the people who came after, they said, we want to see what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks like. And they used to say, go and look at, Hazrat Ali Akbar, because he looked like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when he appears in front of this Yazidi army, I mean, can you imagine the veils that were on their minds? They claim to be Muslims, and yet the patience of the Ahlul Bayt, you know, and they martyr the one who people used to look at to remind them of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yet Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam radiallahu ta'ala is still patient. And then, you know, Hazrat Ali Asghar, 6 months old, all these Hazrat Abbas, all these people are martyred. The other thing that they don't tell you is this, you know, on the battle plains of Karbala, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala had their brothers, Hazrat Abbas, from Hazrat Ali's second wife. You know what the others were called? Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu had named them after his good friends, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the point I was making is this: every step of that way, Hazrat Imam Ali Maqam radiallahu anhu was patient. Why? Was it to show the Yazidi army that I'm patient? Was it to show the world that I will stand up to the tyranny of Yazid? Was it to get a position because Yazid had already offered that?
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, what was it? It was the Rizal of Allah Azza wa Jal. When it's the Rizal of Allah Azza wa Jal, then no matter who's in front of you, they're saying 22,000 were there. There could have been 22 million and it wouldn't have made a difference to us at the Imam Ali Maqam radiallahu ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar.
This is patience.
We've got a filler that we need to show as well today. So let's watch this and we'll come back and we'll continue. Sallu ala al-Habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When we hear the word Karbala, we think of sacrifice, bravery, and standing firm in the face of injustice. But what do these lessons mean for us today, especially for young people navigating a complex world? Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu didn't just fight a battle. He stood against a system that was corrupt and unfair. In today's world, injustice can manifest in various forms, including bullying, discrimination, unfair treatment, and corruption. The lesson: never stay silent when you see wrong. Be the voice of truth, even if it feels difficult or lonely. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu's courage reminds us that standing up for what's right is more important than fitting in. Karbala was full of unimaginable suffering, thirst, loss, and heartbreak. Yet Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and his companions endured it all with patience and faith. In modern life, patience often involves navigating challenges such as exams, family issues, or societal pressures. Remember, patience isn't just waiting. It's maintaining hope and trust in Allah Almighty while facing difficulties. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu sacrificed everything, his family, comfort, and life for the sake of Islam and justice. For youth today, sacrifice might not mean giving up one's life, but it could mean sacrificing time, energy, or comforts to help others. Stand up for what is right. In a world full of distractions, staying true to your values is challenging. Karbala teaches us the power of steadfastness, holding firm to principles even when surrounded by pressure or temptation. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu led by example. He didn't just give orders, he lived his values openly. As a youth, your actions speak louder than words. Be the leader in your family, school, and community by embodying honesty, kindness, and courage. Karbala isn't just a story from the past, it serves as a blueprint for living a meaningful life today. The youth who embrace its lessons become the torchbearers of justice, patience, and sacrifice for generations to come. This Muharram, reflect on the courage of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and ask yourself, how can I apply those lessons to my life today? May Allah Almighty guide us all to follow the shining path of Karbala. Ameen. يا رب العالمين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم Topic for today is patience and sacrifice. Now if you ask yourself a question, how many times have we ever given a sacrifice for the sake of deen? You listen to a Muballigh Dawat Islami doing a bayan that Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu sacrificed his life for the sake of Islam. What have we sacrificed? You know, maybe what if Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu asks us this question on the Day of Judgment? Are we ready to answer him? Ji Bilal bhai, so we're talking about patience and sacrifice. What, how can we instill that in our own lives as well? What sacrifices can we give?
I think ultimately, like Harun bhai mentioned, he self-mentioned, we don't have the fear of Allah Almighty in us. Whenever we do something, we think we're just doing it for our own purposes. We become selfish. We become one-sided, that this is just me. This is my world. This is what I have to do. But ultimately, you know, the way that we've been sent down, it's a test, it's an exam paper. So if we put that meaning in literal terms in our heads, in our mind, then inshallah, Zawajal, whatever we do, we will have that fear of Allah Almighty behind us. We will always have that thought that no, Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching me at all times. Regardless, like Harun bhai mentioned there, like we might not do something in front of people. We'll say, oh, my father's there, my mother's there. I'm going to go into my room. I'm going to do these certain things. But ultimately, Allah is watching us at all times. Allah. So whenever we do something, we just need to think that, okay, by me doing this, is my Rabb going to be happy? And is my this is something that the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us. And if you look at the life of the blessed life of Imam Hussein, that they never did something for their own sake. They did it for us. If it was not because of their sacrifices on the plains of Karbala, we would not be sitting here.
Definitely.
So that's the major lesson that we need to take, that if that sacrifice was done 1400 years ago, when the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, went through many hardships, they had that patience in them. Then who are we to be compared to?
You know, sometimes today when we don't have a meal to eat, or you know, the food's slightly delayed, we get agitated, we get angry. But Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, water was stopped for them for 3 days. Did he get agitated? Did he get angry? No, he didn't. What can we learn, Ubaid? Maybe.
Sacrifice is more about the mindset than the actual sacrifice itself. Because you see, people throughout their whole lives, they do a lot of sacrificing. And that sacrifice tends to be for the gain of this world. You take, for example, a child doing his exams. I just had my own exams as well. You know, children doing, you know, GCSEs, A-levels, uni exams, whatever. They'll take out their time. You know, some of them won't do anything all day. They'll just lock themselves in the room. Why? I've got an exam. They won't go out with their friends. They won't talk to their family. They'll just seclude themselves before the exam of this world. And that is because they have this worldly gain. They know if they put the time in, they put the effort in, they'll get a great outcome in this world. And if only people could translate that same mindset when it comes to the deen as well. You know, like our 5 daily salah. Unfortunately, a lot of the time, you see that with these same students, when it comes to sacrificing for the world, that's at the front. But they completely forget, you know, even the basics like their namaz and stuff. So again, it's all about a mindset. If you look at Imam Hussein, radiallahu anhu, he didn't have to do all that. Okay, he did it because that was his mindset. He knew that for him, Islam was everything. This legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took it personally and he went to great extents to keep that legacy, and he did the ultimate sacrifice. So it's down to these people, you know, just to think about that and try to go through what Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu went through. And you know, we all have our own daily struggles throughout the day. We all have our own, you know, decisions to make. And if we take into this one lesson that Imam Hussein gave his entire life, you know, to an extent we sort of owe it to him that we take out some sort of sacrifice and give that towards our deen. In the day, there's 4 parts. And one of those parts is for yourself. And in that part for yourself, it's not you go play football, go play with your mates, go jump on an Xbox or something. No. In that hour for yourself, in that time for yourself, is your ibadat, is you and Allah.
SubhanAllah. MashaAllah. A beautiful thing that I mentioned, and I think for the viewers, Arun Bhai, because a lot of people nowadays, they're scared that if I give the sacrifice of the worldly things and I become attached to the deen, how am I going to suffice? And alhamdulillah, azawajal, a classic example is in front of us. MashaAllah, dunyavi, worldly aspects, MashaAllah, Harun Bhai has prospered. Alhamdulillah, azawajal, he has got the qualifications. But we're still attached to the deen. So for the viewers, this is a lesson for us and for the youngsters as well, that being attached to the deen, learning the basic fundamental teachings of Islam, we're not going to lose out. And alhamdulillah, azawajal, if we stay close to the deen, then Allah azawajal will help us through these testing times. And you will become a successful person.
You know, it's
person.
Funny that there was a Madri Muzakara, and I've mentioned this before. You know, people normally say, Molvi bo khane.
Allah.
And then they don't want their children to become a Molvi khasan kutu. You know, so on one hand, you say, they eat too much, and then the other hand, they contradict themselves. Mm-hmm. So, Alhamdulillah, so, you know, it's, you know, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an Imam of the Masjid. He was, MashaAllah, yeah, that Islamic upbringing. But me and you are talking about him today. How many times have we talked about any famous personality that, you know, you spend your time, your hours talking about it? Very, very hardly ever.
You know, looking at patience again, there were 2 examples that we've discussed. One was the different branches of patience. One was the different levels of patience. But one question I'm going to throw out to you is, in deen, in Islam, how important is salah? I mean, it's mentioned, how many times in the glorious Quran? Can't remember the figure off the top of my head.
More than 700 times.
More than 700 times. Now, as well as that, in the Hadith Mubarakah, and it's been emphasized that, you know, the one who doesn't pray has no, you know, no room, in, no deen. Mm-hmm. If you miss one salah, your name is written on the door of hell.
Allah,
you know, you'll spend thousands of years in the fire of hell for one qaza namaz, all of this. So namaz is a fundamental pillar of deen. Yes?
See.
We're agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the Ayah Mubarakah. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu istainu bis-sabri was-salah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, seek help from patience and prayer.
Okay.
What comes first?
Patience.
Before salah. Salah is so fundamental. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal says, seek help from patience. Then the ayah mubarakah carries on and says, inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. It doesn't say that Allah Azza wa Jal is with those who pray. It says Allah is with those who are patient. Why? Because patience gets you everywhere. Patience in the face of tyranny, you know, made Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu reach a status which was unmatched. And bringing that back to our life, if you look at Bilal Bhai 80-90% of our problems these days is because of lack of patience. If it's gunas we're going towards, it's lack of patience. If it's disrespect of parents or others, it's patience. If it's losing out on, you know, Islamic opportunities and doing the work of deen, it's patience. It's fights amongst brothers and sisters, you mentioned earlier, it's patience. You know, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed even from that aspect. You know, today we're fighting with our family and brothers. We don't have that patience. No. You know, if you're my brother Bilal, but you say something the slightest wrong, we might have grown up together. So, you might have done 150 things to me. My mood isn't right. I said, Bilal, I don't want to listen to you. And now Bilal won't speak to me for the rest of his life. That's our level. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, the scholars write in the books that they had a bit of a disagreement and they became upset with each other. Then what happens is that they both think about it and they both go towards each other. Why? Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, whoever does Sulah first will enter Jannah first. And Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam, being the youngest, thinking, I want my brother. I don't want to upset my brother. So he's going towards that. And Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu was thinking, he's my younger brother. I should have been more patient with him. This was the teachings that the Ahlul Bayt give us. Today, we don't have patience. 90% of fights in our households is because of a lack of patience. We can't be patient on worldly matters. A lot of brothers, they turn away from the work of deen. And I say this to the viewers of Madinah, a lot of our youngsters and a lot of elders, you know, you invite them to the Madni environment of Dawat Islami, you say, let's go on a Madni kafla, you say, let's go to the Ijtama, they turn away. Again, you might think, oh, that's a lack of time. It isn't actually. The reality is, you haven't got the patience. Reason being, if I say this weekend there's a kafla going to Norway, right? People will make excuses. But if I said the boys are going to Morocco, we're going for a long weekend, you will dump everything and you'll be on that plane with us.
Yeah.
It's not about the situation. It's about your patience, your commitment, and your sacrifice for deen. Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam reached the pinnacle of patience, and therefore you had the pinnacle of sacrifice automatically with it. That was the thing.
They both become combined.
MashaAllah. I hope you're not only enjoying the program, but learning as well. We've got a kalam ready, inshallah, Azawajal. So let's take the kalam. We'll come back and inshallah we'll talk about this topic as well. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sadaqa ya Rasulullah.
Sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Mira Hussain Badshah ایسا ہوا ہے آیت تطہیر کا اثر ایسا ہوا گیا تطہیر کا اثر ہر میل سے جدا نظافت حسین کی ہر میل سے جدا ہے نظافت حسین کی زور یزید نام کو باقی نہیں رہا زور یزید نام کو باقی نہیں رہا قائم ہے سب دلوں پہ حکومت حسین کی قائم ہے سب حسین کی قرآن پڑھتے پڑھتے ہوئے واصل خدا قرآن پڑھتے پڑھتے ہوئے واصل خدا کربل میں گو حسین کی کربل میں گونجتی ہے تلاوت حسین کی کچھ نہ بگاڑ پائیں گے برہان کا عدو کچھ نہ بگاڑ پائیں گے برہان کا عدو حاصل اسے ہوئی ہے حمایت حسین کی حاصل اسے ہوئی ہے حمایت حسین کی انمول ہے جہاں میں شہادت حسین کی مقروض ہو گئی ہے یہ امت حسین کی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ ویری بیوٹیفل کلام یو آر واچنگ اور پروگرام نیو ایئر نیو بگننگ ان اور برادفورڈ اسٹوڈیو الحمدللہ جی ہارون بھائی اینی تھنگ یو وش ٹو
حضرت ابن جی کم بیک ٹو واٹ یو مینشنڈ ارلیئر بیکاز اٹس ا ویری امپورٹنٹ پوائنٹ ان ریلیشن ٹو دی ٹیسٹ دیٹ وی ہیو ان لائف
جی
وی آر گونا بی ٹیسٹڈ بیکاز دی ہول پوائنٹ وی ہیو ٹھیک ہے اللہ تعالیٰ از گونا ٹیسٹ اس وین اللہ تعالیٰ گیوز یو اے بلیسنگ اٹس دیر فار اللہ تعالیٰ ٹو ٹیسٹ یو نو وین اللہ تعالیٰ گیوز اس بلیسنگز چلو دیر از ون سٹیج ٹو سے یا اللہ تعالیٰ شکر ہے آئی تھینک یو اللہ فار دس بٹ دین وی گیٹ امپیشنٹ وین اللہ تعالیٰ پٹس سم سورٹ آف ریسٹرکشن آن اٹ اور پٹس اے ٹیسٹ آن اس وی ہیو اے فیئر وی فرگیٹ اباؤٹ نماز وی فرگیٹ اباؤٹ آور روٹینز وی فرگیٹ اباؤٹ آور ذکر اف وی ڈونٹ فیل وی تھنک ویل یو نو لیٹس ڈیل ود دی سچویشن سیدنا امام علی مقام رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ شولڈرز نو میٹر واٹ دی ڈیفیکلٹی لک ایٹ دی ٹینس آف دی اہل بیت اطہار آن دی نائٹ بیفور دی بیٹل آف کربلا
سبحان اللہ
دیر واز تلاوت قرآن آل نائٹ یو نو ایوری اسٹیج آف دی جرنی ٹو کربلا آن دی پلینز آف کربلا and beyond. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ali Maqam radiallahu ta'ala taught us that you will be tested in this life on different things. But if you are a devotee of Sayyidina Imam Ali Maqam radiallahu ta'ala, you will react in the way that he did with patience and salah. And if you do that, you'll be successful in this world and the hereafter.
You know, sometimes when we look at the life of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and then compare ourselves, when we are put into a difficulty, we say, why me? Ya Allah, why me? Why, you know, why me? And Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ya Allah, thank you for choosing me.
Allahu Akbar.
So, you know, the difference is there. We always complain that why is it, you know, you see, sometimes when you see people, you know, the worldly people, they always say, you know, you got one problem, that goes, the other problem comes, why me? You know, it's always me. But you ask yourself, you know, we're nothing compared to what Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu went through. And then he says that, Ya Allah, I thank you for choosing me for this trials and tribulation.
And there's another aspect to that, Hafizab. You beautifully kind of sent my mind wondering, because when it's for my personal gain, or for my family, or for my friends, I will make the sacrifices, and I will be patient, and I will forbear, and you know, I'll show forbearance. The problem is, when it comes to deen, my patience dwindles, my capacity, my steadfastness all goes, because I think, well, what am I doing it for? Am I doing it for these people? And you dwindle. Don't be patient for the sake of the people. Be patient for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So if you have difficulties in the way of deen, you shouldn't be shying away from it. You should say, Subhanallah, who am I? I'm not worthy of the greats like Sayyidina Imam Ali Maqam had to be patient in deen. This is a test for me. I'm going to stand steadfast. I'm not going to run away. Mm. It's easy. We are volunteers in the Madni environment of Dawat Islami. We try to give neki ki Dawat and, you know, Braisir Ogna. We try to keep people away from the wrong things. But if somebody doesn't listen, somebody starts swearing at me, it's very easy. I'm going to go back to my job. Mm. I don't need you. No. If you stop and be patient for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, you're following in the footsteps of Sayyidi Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala.
So hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, not only you enjoyed today's program, but we learned a lot of things as well. Jazakallah khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
New year, new beginning. New goals, new steps, a peaceful heart. With faith and love in every heart.